Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Nina. Good afternoon, Nina.
Good afternoon.
Nina has selected four items that she would like to take with her if she was stranded on a desert island. Nina, do you think you'd like to be stranded on a desert island?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. There's a big no happening here, but let's see what Nina's chosen to take with her to help. So you were allowed to take a song, Nina. What song did you choose?
I chose Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
I wonder why. Go on, tell us.
Because she's my favourite singer and I'll have something to remember my dad with because he was the person who got me into Taylor Swift.
What? Oh, it's all dad's fault, is it? Like dad.
Yeah.
Does dad like Taylor Swift as well then?
He went to see me with her.
Did he? Yeah, to the tour.
Yeah.
So when you play that song on your desert island, tell me the memories that will bring back.
When I was at the Aris tour and singing it along with him.
And was that your best moment of the tour?
Yes,
was
definitely.
It? What did she wear for that? Can you remember?
No, I can't remember.
I know, because she had so many different outfits, didn't she? Wow, yeah. But that's the one you liked singing along to. Did you do all the actions and everything? Yeah. Brilliant.
It was really fun.
Okay, so we've got, I knew you'd have a Taylor Swift song and that will remind you of dad and of home.
Yeah.
And good times. Okay, so then you're allowed to take a film to watch. Now, what film have you chosen?
I've chosen Greatest Showman.
All right, would you like to tell everybody why?
Because I have something to remember my brother with, because when we was little, we used to watch it all the time together.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was your kind of go-to film.
Yeah.
Did you watch it kind of, you know, when you were just like having a sort of duvet type day or a poorly day? And and why do you like that film? How does it make you feel?
I don't know. You just think about it, that makes me think of my brother.
Oh, that's nice. And obviously it's a musical film.
Yeah.
So is that, do you like singing along?
Yeah.
Do you know the words to the songs?
Yeah, definitely.
And have you got a favourite moment in the film or a favourite song?
No, I just,
You like it all? Doesn't matter that you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could watch it again and again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So on your desert island, you're shaking it off, you're watching The Greatest Showman. What do you think is going to be the worst thing that you're going to miss?
I don't know.
Routine, family, food?
With the food, I would say probably my mum's chicken korma.
Oh, mum's chicken korma. So if you were allowed to take one meal, is that the meal you take with you? What's special about mum's chicken korma?
When we moved here, we used to have it a lot and we used to like laugh a lot and chat and do everything when we was eating chicken korma from my mum's homemade.
That's nice that you've got kind of food memories associated with laughter and fun and moving house. Oh, okay. And is that something that's not, it's not just chicken korma generally, it's mum's special?
Yeah.
Special. Does she do anything in particular that you like?
I don't know. You should just think about it. That just is really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And have you helped mum make it, or would you be like, no, I need it to be shipped to me ready-made?
Yeah.
You're not much of a cook, Nina.
No.
No. How do you think you'd be gutting fish and living off fruit?
Hopefully.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I wish you could all see Nina's face at this moment. She doesn't look too enthusiastic about it. So we better ship in a lot of mum's chicken korma to keep you going. All right. Okay, I'll see what I can do. Finally, you're allowed a luxury item. So something that is going to bring you the ultimate comfort. What luxury item would you take?
I went for a blanket.
A blanket? Any particular blanket?
It's a pink black blanket that I've had since I was born, and it'll make me think of my family and everything. Yeah.
What do you use the blanket for at home?
I don't really know. Normally, if I'm on the sofa and I can't find a blanket, I'd normally get that. Or just random times, really.
Do you sleep with this blanket?
No.
No, but it's kind of, do you go the full, wrap your whole self in it, or is it cover your knees, or?
Probably cover my knees.
Cover your knees. Yeah. Is it like made of soft material, so you'd stroke it, or?
No, probably just like a rough one, but a nice rough.
So if it's very hot on this desert island, do you think you're going to need a blanket?
Well, to sit on at night, or no, to
Well,
sit
yeah,
on during the day
around the
because the
campfire.
yeah, and because when
Yes.
I'm sleeping, it's really cold at night, so I still
Ah,
need to
yeah.
like wrap myself around.
See, you've thought this through.
Yeah.
Well done, well done. They're very practical. But I'm guessing, Nina, that you don't think you'd be the most amazing castaway.
No, definitely not.
Not your choice of thing.
No.
You're not a camper, really.
I am a camper, but because I've not got things with me, more
Yeah.
things, I'd
I can
struggle.
imagine you more glamping than
Yeah.
than really.
Yeah.
I know. I got that impression. Right, really interesting choices, Nina, and a very pleasant afternoon chatting with you. Thank you very
You're
much.
welcome.